This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The official winner of Ukraine's presidential election suffered another blow today. He's already been accused of winning because of fraud. He's been prevented from taking office, and massive protests continue in Kiev. Now, Ukraine's parliament is rejecting Viktor Yanukovych in his current job as prime minister. The parliament passed a no-confidence motion in the prime minister's government. We go now to NPR's Lawrence Sheets, who's been covering the story in Kiev. And Lawrence, what is the significance of this parliamentary vote?
Well, it's a huge symbolic blow to Prime Minister Yanukovych, of course, who has been declared the winner of this election, which had problems with fraud. It was a very narrow margin by which this motion, this no-confidence motion dismissing the government, passed. It only passed by 4 votes. All opposition people, joined by a few other parties, joining in that vote. The government, pro-government deputies not voting at all, not taking part in the session. We saw wild celebrations both in the streets and in the parliament hall itself when the vote of no confidence passed. It's not clear what this is going to lead to exactly, though. President Kuchma will have to sign off on this, and even if he does sign off on this, it's just not completely clear what it means. The government really hasn't been functioning in a day-to-day sense in any meaningful way. And this, of course, does not address the question of what to do about these elections, which the opposition says were stolen, were rigged.
And, of course, that's the big question. You mentioned the president, Leonid Kuchma. He suggested holding an entirely new presidential election. Any chance of that?
Absolutely no chance the opposition is going to want to accept that. The reason is holding a new election from scratch, round one and round two, would take months to complete. And the opposition simply sees this as a stalling tactic by the government. They believe that the government would try all sorts of mischief and dirty tricks in the months ahead if they were have to rerun this entire process. What the opposition wants is just for that runoff election between the two candidates to be rerun. That could be done in fairly short order, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, that sort of thing. But rerunning this entire process, they don't trust the government one bit to make the process clean, and they think that the government would try all sorts of tactics to stay in power.
Does seem that if both sides are talking about some kind of a new vote, though, that it's possible that a deal could be struck if people want to make a deal.
This certainly ups the ante and ups the pressure today, the fact that President Kuchma's government, including Prime Minister Yanukovych, whom he supported and who had been declared the winner of that election, has been dismissed. This really puts a lot of pressure on President Kuchma to find a compromise and to accede to the opposition demands that they rerun just this second part of the election, the runoff election. We'll have to see how much pressure is brought to bear by Western governments as well, of course. The head of the European Union, Javier Solana, is in Kiev now, and he was meeting with President Kuchma earlier today. Polish President Kwasniewski here as well. They're probably going to be putting a lot of pressure on President Kuchma to rerun just the runoff portion of that ballot.
It's interesting that you mentioned that when this vote came up in Ukraine's parliament, this vote of no confidence, it only passed by 4 votes. It was very close. I suppose it would be one thing if everybody in the country was rising up against the government, but it's a more complicated situation than that, isn't it?
Well, the opposition certainly thinks that it has the majority on its side. Having said that, there is a distinct minority in the eastern parts of Ukraine which back the government. Their protests have been more passive than what the opposition has managed to bring out, hundreds of thousands of people in the capital. But certainly there are people who see Ukraine's future more with Russia to the east than with Europe, which many people in the capital and the western parts of Ukraine do. Those are the people who support the opposition. It is a split country to some extent.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Kiev, the capital of Ukraine. Thanks, Lawrence.
My pleasure, Steve.